welcome back to a very special episode of Inciting a Riot, the podcast. I'm Firelight, here to present a series of music and stories and poems and recipes and spells to get your Samhain season started right. I hope that you will sit back, grab your favorite witchy beverage, pull up a chair, and enjoy this very special Hallowed Riot.
Who are the witches? Where do they come from? Maybe your great-great-grandmother was one. Witches are wild, wise women, they say. And there's a lot of witch in every woman today. Oh, the witches knew all about flowers and weeds, what to do with the plants, the roots and the seeds. And when people grew weary of hard-working days, the witches were there in so many ways. Oh, who are the witches? Where did they come from? Maybe your great-great-grandmother was one. Witches are wild, wise women, they say. And there's a lot of witch in every woman today. When women had babies, the witches were there to help them and heal them and give them care. And the witches knew stories of how life began. Do you think you can be one? Maybe you can. Oh, who are the witches? Where did they come from? Maybe your great-great-grandmother was one. Witches are wild, wise women, they say. And there's a lot of witch in every woman today. Ah, but some men thought that the witches were bad. It seems they were frightened of the power they had. But power to help and to heal and to care isn't power to fear, it's power to share. Oh, who are the witches? Where did they come from? Maybe your great-great-grandmother was one. Witches are wild, wise women, they say. There's a lot of witch in every woman today. These were the sisters of the moon and the earth, learning the secrets of death and of birth. These ladies knew how much to give and to take, but they were called witches and were burned at the stake. But the spirit goes on and on and on. On and on and on. You can't kill the spirit. She is like a mountain. Cold and strong. Going on and on and on. You can't kill the spirit. She is like a mountain. Old and strong. Going on and on and on. You can't kill the spirit. She is like a mountain. Old and strong. Going on and on. You can't kill the spirit. She is like a mountain. Old and strong. Going on and on and on. You can't kill the spirit. She is like a mountain. Old and strong. Going on.
To be rid of anger. If the house is infected by a rage that will not be appeased, whether yours or another's, you must find a toad in the garden and shut him up in a wicker basket. Take this to where the afflicted sleeps and set it beneath his bed, letting it remain there through a whole night. In the morning, draw the basket out, bear it to a crossroads, and release the toad with these words. Hence, toad, take thy road, get thee gone, and all thy bane, carry this anger to a stranger, bring it never home again.
Were often buried alive next to their fathers, apparently as sacrifice to the goddesses of their tribes. Harold Feldman, Children of the Desert, Psychoanalysis and Psychoanalytic Review, Fall 1958. It was only important to smile and hold still, to lie down beside him and to rest a while, to be folded up together as if we were silk, to sink from the eyes of mother and not to talk. The black room took us like a cave or a mouth or an indoor belly. I held my breath, and Daddy was there. His thumbs, his fat skull, his teeth, his hair growing like a field or a shawl. I lay by the moss of his skin until it grew strange. My sisters will never know that I fall out of myself and pretend that Allah will not see how I hold my Daddy like an old stone tree.
Singing, we're not gonna die away so easy. We're not gonna die away
have gone out, possessed witch, haunting the black air, braver at night. Dreaming evil, I have done my hitch over the plain houses, light by light. Lonely thing, 12-fingered, out of mind. A woman like that is not a woman quite. I have been her kind. I have found the warm caves in the woods, filled them with skillets, carvings, shelves, closets, silks, innumerable goods, fixed the suppers for the worms and the elves, whining, rearranging the disaligned. A woman like that is misunderstood. I have been her kind. I have ridden in your cart, driver, waved my nude arms at villages going by, learning the last bright routes, survivor where your flames still bite my thigh and my ribs crack where your wheels wind. A woman like that is not ashamed to die. I have been her kind.
Melatonin's coming for you. 3, 4, baby, won't you lock the door? 5, 6, I'm done with this. 7, 8, it's getting late. Just close your eyes, sleep for days. Hush, little baby, drink your spoiled milk. I'm fucking crazy, need my prescription fill.
One spring day, a girl named Agatha was walking in the woods when she came to a giant tree. The tree would have been magnificent in its own right, but this one had a door. A simple door, dark wood, a few shades deeper than the tree itself, with a knob where a knob should be. Being a precocious youngster, the girl had no qualms with opening the door immediately. The girl walked into a simple room. There was a cozy fire, and through the single window she could see that wherever she was, it was the dead of winter. Presently, an elderly woman, tall and dressed in white, entered the room, The woman told the girl that she had wandered into the realm of fairy, and that mortals were only ever allowed to see this place 3 times before they must be trapped there forever. However, seeing that the girl was naive and innocent, the woman stated that she would be given the gift of truth in song, that whenever she sang, her voice would be clear and pleasing to all who heard, but that she could only sing the most perfect of truths. The woman hugged the little girl, gave her a basket of food, and sent her back into the spring day from whence she came. Time came and time went, and the little girl grew into a beautiful woman, renowned throughout the land for her voice. She outpaced the minstrels and bards in engagements, and was soon called to the Lord Renfeather's castle to appear as an entertainer on the Lord's birthday. Along the way, the woman came to a rest by a little stream, a short ways from the road. She was so intent on her meal that when she finally looked up, she was stunned to see that she had not noticed a tree. Until this moment, that spring day had seemed but a childhood dream, but there it was, plain as day. The singer of truths left her lunch and strode to the door, opening and walking into a familiar room with a familiar fire, and the familiar winter scene just beyond the window. She looked about to see that nothing had changed, and waited for the old woman in white to appear. Instead, a woman, not much older than the singer herself, garbed in rich robes of red, appeared. She welcomed the singer as an old friend and reminded her that this was the second time she had entered the realm of fairy, and that if she ever entered the door to the realm again, she must remain forever. The woman in red and the singer of truths sat by the fire a while, in simple wooden chairs, and the singer relayed how she had become famous throughout the land for her honest accounts of life in song. Presently, the woman in red rose, embraced the singer, and said she would leave this time with yet another gift. This gift was heavier than the last, for it was the gift of perfect clarity, that not only would her songs be the perfect truth, but now they would reveal that which is kept secret. Again, the woman in red embraced Agatha, gave her a basket of food, and sent her back to the road to the Lord's castle. Once arrived, the girl was made resplendent in all the finery of the castle. She was washed and groomed and made ready to appear before royalty and gentry. That evening, when she was called to sing, the woman stood before the gathered crowd and sang the most beautiful, mournful ballad anyone had ever heard. She told of how the Lord Renfeather had wrested power from his predecessor through deceit and murder. She told of how the land was impoverished so that he could live in luxury, and how food was hoarded instead of being distributed to the people. She sang for a long time about the Lord's many misdeeds, and for a while the crowd was transfixed, bewitched under Agatha's magical voice. But when she came to an end, the spell wore off, and the Lord, coming to himself, had her arrested. In the end, Amanda was banished. She was stripped of her finery and wealth, the station her gift of song had afforded her. She was cast out into the world. Time came, and time went, and the once beautiful woman had become a gray-haired crone. Still, she was a beautiful singer, and after she had moved far from the kingdom and changed her name, she was able to make a modest living singing in a tavern. One night, a man came into that tavern, listened to her sing, and came to speak with her afterwards. He told her he had been searching for her for years, that he knew that her real name was Agatha, and that she had once been a singer at the high court of Lord Renfeather. He told her that after her performance, a great uprising had occurred. The Lord was hanged for his crimes, and the people had put in place a generous and loving lady named Lilysong. The messenger had once been a servant in the Lord's castle, and was a boy when Agatha had sung all those years ago. He was sent to retrieve her for the new lady, so that Agatha might be given a hero's place of honor as she rightly deserved. The elderly singer agreed to go back to the castle. She received her hero's welcome. She was given an estate and servants and musicians and everything a woman could want. That winter, however, Agatha was strolling the grounds of her new estate. She came to a tree she had almost forgotten. There was a dark wood door and a simple knob. Without a second thought, the woman left the world and entered a simple room she dreamt of since childhood. There appeared before her a young maiden, clad in black robes with a cord of silver around her waist that held a small reaping blade. And when Agatha looked out the window, there was no winter scene, but a bright sun and endless fields of summer.
Fear will when we reach the shores of Avalon. When we reach the shores of Avalon. When we reach the shores of
spell for water divination. Holding a stone, sit in front of a bowl of water and ask a question, one that can be answered with either a yes or a no. Drop the stone into the water and carefully count the ripples it creates. An even number of ripples means yes, an odd number, no.
A little wicked, that's what he calls me, 'cause that's what I am. That's what I am. No one calls you honey when you're sitting on a throne. No one calls you honey when you're sitting on a throne. Beware the patient woman, 'cause this much I know. No one calls you honey when you're sitting on a throne. One of these days are coming, I'm gonna take that boy's crown. There's a serpent in these still waters lying deep down. To that king I will bow, at least for now. One of these days are coming, I'm gonna take that boy's crown. 'Cause I
chaos into someone's life. Get a length of jute or hemp cord and cut it to the height of your target. Find the center of the cord and tie the first knot, saying, "By knot of one, you come undone. By knot of two, chaos brews. By knot of three, you'll want to flee. By knot of four, just locks the door. By knot of five, you lose your drive. By knot of six, your mind plays tricks. By knot of seven, you'll wish for heaven. By knot of eight, just slams the gate. By knot of nine, your strength declines. By knot of 10, you cannot win. By knot of 11, you'll wish for 7. But that should just shelve by knot of 12. It's the 13th knot that does you in and leaves you paying for your sins. It brings you right down to your knees and leaves you begging for release. But none shall come until you've paid for what you've done, the games you've played. Those folks you've hurt, those lives you've frayed, and only then shall you receive your life again and a reprieve. Then dig a hole at least 9 inches deep and bury the cord in the ground. Happy witching.
Trying to get clean. He says, wash your hands, get out the stains, but you best believe, boy, there's hell to pay. Yeah, you best believe, boy, there's hell to pay. Saying, Oh my God, please help me waist deep in the river. Can you hear my plea? He says,
He says it's mine to give, but it's yours to choose. You're gonna sink or swim, you're gonna learn the truth. No matter what you do, you're gonna learn the truth. Say it in the bread that once was sown, but from a cliff never broke a bone. My daddy get the kings on the throne.
Rioters, I hope that this collection of spells and stories and recipes has been a welcome addition to your Samhain celebration. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, I wish you health, wealth, safety, happiness, and a triumphant Witch's New Year. May your moons always be full, your hats always be pointy, and your magic just a little bit wicked. Blessed Samhain, happy Halloween. And as always, I will leave you with love and light, firelight.
Career. Here's some advice from me to you. Annihilate them, macerate them, whatever you do. Hop over to the corner drug, now let me tell. They got some stuff there, you know it works so well. Yeah, it's cool to be a witch. It's cool to be a
wah, 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 wah.
It's cool to be a witch. It's cool to be a
what a world, what a world.
It's cool to be a just hang out with me, you'll see it's cool to be a witch in the century, yeah.
Go, 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 on your broomstick, go, 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 on your broom. Go, 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 on your broomstick, go, 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 on your broom. Go, 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 on your broomstick, go, 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 on your broom.
Now if you see us walking down that long boulevard, introduce yourself, it's not very hard. We're the ones with the smiles on our face, the funky jewelry, crystals, tarot cards in a case. We'll try and help you however we can.
Get some peace of mind.
A job.
A man!
It's cool to be a witch. It's cool to be a
wah, 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 wah.
It's cool to be a witch. It's cool to be a
what a world, what a world.
It's cool to be a just hang out with me, you'll see it's cool to be a witch in this century. Well, wing of bats, eye of newts, a pointed hat and pointed boots, a cackling laugh, nothing.
must endure. But have you seen our new cars today?
Subcompact brooms.
And we're heading your way. Yeah, it's cool to be young. It's cool to be young.
Wah, 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 wah.
It's cool to be young. It's cool to be young.
What a world, what a world.
It's cool to be young. Just hang out with me. You'll see it's cool to be rich in this century. Just know we're not bad, we're just stereotyped that way.